Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Mad Dog Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Ross Kimborowski. CrowdSpring, tell us about it, Ross.
CrowdSpring helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their growing business. We've been in business for 11 years, 220,000 freelancers around the world helping businesses with logo design, web design, print design, product design, and naming companies and products. And ultimately, we created a model where design doesn't have to cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Projects in CrowdSpring start from a few hundred dollars.
There you go. So CrowdSpring.com, is that right?
CrowdSpring.com, CrowdSpring.com.
Check it out, folks, and let them help you. As you can hear, Ross knows his business. Ross, you've got some trends for us, some 2020 marketing trends, logo trends. Tell us about it. What's playful about a logo? How can a logo be playful?
Well, so here's the thing. It's a fun trend. You know, playful minimalism is the trend we're seeing. The thing is, not every brand is playful, creative, and warm. There are certain brands, like insurance brands, banking brands, financial brands.
I don't want my insurance brand to be playful.
Exactly. So that style doesn't work for everybody. But ultimately, minimalism reduces the subject just to very simple visual cues. They're not overly complex logos. It's pretty easy to tell what they are. Mm-hmm. There's something generally playful about them. It tends to be the type of font that's used, it tends to be the image that's used in the font. But these are very simplified logos, and they work really well because for brands that they sued, because they're really easy to tell apart. They don't have a ton of elements, and typically they'll cause people to smile when they see them.
What's an example of a playful minimalist logo? You got one that we could remember.
If it's a logo of a farm, for example, and we show some examples on our blog, you might have, you know, a few farm buildings, and you might have these buildings that they're very simple, but they have a bit of a face to them. They have some eyes. They look like they're smiling. And so it's a nice way to connect with a brand.
So anthropomorphize a building. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry?
Anthropomorphize a building. And that's playful.
Yeah.
That's playful.
Yeah. Minimal. So that's one.
And the building would be, and the building would be kind of impressionistic, right? It wouldn't really be representative. It would be kind of crazy.
It would be simple, exactly.
Yeah.
So and that's playful minimalism. It's
right.
To create. So normally minimalism is cold. Traditional minimalist design is very cold. Whereas what we're seeing is something a little different. We're seeing something warmer, something unique. Something quaint, and that's really important today because it sets you apart from the really big brand logos of these multinational corporations.
You mentioned font a minute ago. Are there some trends in that too?
There are. So we're seeing more and more logos created from really, really strong typography, and fonts are just as important as icons. So there are plenty of logos that are only fonts. They're called logo types. And those are made entirely of letters with no icon at all. For example, the CrowdSpring logo is just letters. We don't have any images.
Mm-hmm.
But designers are starting to use more creative fonts. It used to be that they used a small combination of fonts. And the challenge was it's really tough to tell businesses apart. First of all, many businesses have similar names. Second of all, with smaller logos, it's just hard to tell one business from the other. But more creative fonts have given designers a lot more flexibility. The thing is, it's important to try to understand how the font fits your business. You can't just open up your Microsoft Word program, pick a font, type your business name, and say, I've got a logo.
The good news, though, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ross, the good news for small businesses is you can do a lot of creative things with fonts, even if you don't have a world-beating graphic, a diagram, logo, so to speak, you know, some kind of a drawing or whatever. You can do a lot to make a big impression with fonts, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the most iconic logos of all time are just modified fonts. So the IBM logo is doesn't have a lot of iconography.
Look at FedEx. How about FedEx?
FedEx is another good example.
UPS.
It uses something that is another trend. So negative space.
One more, Ross. I got time for one more trend. What's the best one?
Well, let me talk about negative space since we just mentioned FedEx, because that's a great example. There's an arrow in the FedEx logo that most people don't see, but if you look carefully, you'll see an arrow in that logo, and it's fun. When people see it, it puts a smile on their face, and we're seeing that trend more and more these days because it's creative and cute. So, for example, if you have a dog...
You're calling that negative space?
Negative space, meaning that the actual image appears in white,
right?
With color around it, so
like white space. It's a white space graphic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is tough. This is very.
Let me ask you a quick question. I gotta go real quick. Is white space still important?
It's still important. I mean, white space is always important because when it comes to design, you want to have enough white space to let everything else breathe.
And in a logo, is less better in a logo?
Less is always better in a logo. Yeah. When you overcomplicate it, it makes it tough for people to recognize.
Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen, crowdspring.com. Check it out. Hey, Ross, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.